Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Just a few moments ago, we had Jori Epstein on from Yahoo Sports. And Jeff...
She was fun.
Yeah, I thought she was great. And what makes it interesting, again, is the perspective, right? The whole... how you see things. And I looked to your reaction. You were kind of looking the other way. When I said to her, give me your depth chart. And she had Flacco 1, Pickett 2. Mm-hmm. But she also thinks Pickett's getting traded. What'd you think of that?
I think it's... an interesting opinion. I don't know that I agree, but you never know what's going to happen. But we do know this.
Bit of a training camp update here, gentlemen. I'm taking this from Zach Jackson from The Athletic because it truly speaks to me on this. Joe Flacco gets the first team reps of the day.
Oh, glory be.
Well, as you know, Zach adds in, guys his age are supposed to spend July 12th checking out the neighbor's yard sale and falling asleep in the recliner watching the U.S. Open.
Wow.
That's beautiful. June 12th. That's beautiful. See, don't pick on Joe. Come on, Zach. Don't pick on Joe.
I don't think he is because, I mean, I'm close to that age and it's pretty much about what I would be doing.
With a case of beer.
All we are doing is picking apart our quarterbacks today. Have you noticed that?
No, we're not.
We're cutting on his age. No, I may have said something about Dylan Gabriel's height.
I'm not cutting on anybody. You picked on poor short Dylan.
Oh, I feel like we're picking on Joe, too.
I'm not.
Just because
Dan just read what Zach said.
I've agreed with everything Joe Flacco has said, even down to social media dances. The man's on a heater right now. We have to enjoy it.
The man's on a heater. The only thing that could ruin it are pick sixes in practice.
That's true. And playoff
Valid,
games.
Yeah.
And playoff games.
Right. That already happened.
So, but she has him... I thought her... her perspective on this was interesting, and Dan, I'm interested to your thoughts on it too. That, you know, like Joe Flacco's the guy to start this thing, and we'll see where it goes. And Kenny Pickett's going to get traded, and then we'll see what the young guys have during the regular season. Right? Is that a fair assessment of what she said? Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Keep in mind, this team trades quarterbacks. Correct?
Yes, correct.
You know, Josh Dobbs was here for a while, and then they traded him at the end of training camp, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So maybe that's what happens here. And she might be right. Maybe Kenny Pickett gets traded. But, you know, again, to me, if Kenny gets traded, it's not a failure of the Browns. What it is like, okay, so cross him off the list, and you move on. And then I think she had a really interesting comment about quarterbacks and patience that I think, Andy, is probably worth listening to again.
Yeah,
I don't think that the Browns drafting two quarterbacks in 2025 will keep them from drafting a quarterback in 2026 if they don't feel like they have the guy. I think, first of all, finding the quarterback is so important that they are going to use the resources it takes. I mean, you saw that with the Deshaun Watson trade, even though it didn't work. You can't fault them from an aggressive, like, if you're just judging how aggressive they were and how committed they were to trying to find the guy, you can say, I don't think they picked the right guy, but they definitely were aggressive giving the quarterback the only fully guaranteed contract at that level in NFL history.
And then she said, and so hopefully if you're the Browns, you have a comfortable fit at quarterback moving forward by the end of 2026.
And then,
can you imagine doing this for another year and a half?
Yeah, I absolutely can.
Yeah, me
based
too.
On what the next question was.
Me
right?
too.
I, for those of you that don't know this, she went to Texas. She graduated from Texas where Arch Manning is, right? And so now
Arch is going to play one day in college, isn't he?
Does it matter?
Yeah, I think it might.
His last name is all that matters, isn't it?
Not really.
And because, you know, that extra draft pick is just sitting there waiting for the Browns.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee you're going to get Arch Manning just because you have two draft picks.
Yeah, well, whether it's him or somebody else, you could probably grab another quarterback with two first-round draft picks.
I would think so, yeah.
You know?
Well, without question, you can. Can you get the guy you want? And do you need to get a guy next year? That's what I'm hoping we find an answer to this year. And I hope we find it soon enough. My guess is we won't know for sure until the end of next year and end of this season. And even then, Andy, if you're in a position to draft a really good quarterback next year, and let's say Dylan Gabriel goes out, starts 8 games and looks pretty good, well, I'd still take that chance to draft that quarterback.
I would also say this, Browns fans, how do you not want to watch Penn State when they're playing? Because we've heard Drew Aller's name for like, what, the last 7 years?
Yes.
And, you know, reports that maybe he could have been the Browns' top pick at quarterback this year if he had decided to come out.
Maybe.
So that's sitting there, too. Now, whether they would be able to get him through their natural pick of where they land this year, which means the season was brutal, or they're able to take their pick and couple that up with, what, Jacksonville's pick that we got in the trade, that you'd be sitting there and you'd be able to have a little bit of ammo to move up in the draft, you know, combining those two first-round picks for another team. And I don't know. I look at it and I just kind of, I'm not sold on what this quarterback situation is. You're sitting here with 5 quarterbacks, and guess what? None of them may be your starting quarterback.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quarterback in the future. I hope that's not true. I really want one of these two young quarterbacks to be the quarterback of the future for the Browns. And when I say young, you know, I'm talking about Gabriel or I'm talking about Sanders. Because if one of them works out, now you have the ammo to go out and get really good college football players if you don't screw up the draft. Please draft players that want to play football in the first round. I'm just going out on a limb. The bar isn't very high for me, but I would love for you to be able to draft guys in the first round that are going to be around for more than 4 or 5 years. That's, I don't know. Am I crazy asking for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Beyond your rookie contract, am I asking so much so?
How dare you ask players
to get a player that could last for 4 or 5 years?
How dare you ask players to own an alarm clock? How dare you want them to play football? How dare you?
Can I?
It's insane.
Can I just throw this at you?
No. What if we said no just once? We said, Jeff, you're not allowed to throw this.
We have. He just does it anyway.
I'd probably get up and go down and
have a cup of coffee.
Something to drink downstairs.
Some soup. You would have soup. What's the soup today?
I don't know.
I mean, no, that's not true. There's no way you don't know what the soup is today.
Dan told me, and it was something I didn't care for, so I hit delete.
Right.
And listen, you just said something.
Yes.
And I don't mean to downplay your optimism.
Oh, you must be.
Okay. No, I don't.
I can smell it.
But you said, you know, hopefully one of these two young guys.
Yeah.
You do know how unlikely it is that a guy will last to the third round or the fifth round and become your big-time franchise quarterback. Now, the fact that they're here and will get that opportunity, I understand the optimism, and I admire that, Andy. But the reality is,
I just think if you throw enough darts at a dartboard, one of them is going to hit a double, a triple, or a bullseye.
Right, and that guy might come in 2026. You know, it doesn't mean they can't do it. Russell Wilson, perfect example. You know, Tom Brady, Patriots got lucky as you know what. Kirk Cousins was, what, a fourth-round pick by Washington. Mm-hmm. So that worked. It happens. It doesn't happen very often. And I'm with you. Man, I hope Dylan Gabriel is phenomenal. And we become home of the shortest starting quarterback since Norm Van Brocklin. That'd be great. That'd be wonderful. I don't care how tall he is, if he can play. I hope Shedeur Sanders goes out and throws the ball downfield and still completes passes like he was throwing them behind the line of scrimmage. That'd be great. But I think every Browns fan needs to temper their expectation. You don't have to temper your enthusiasm. Why not, man? Get excited. Root for him. But I think you have to temper your expectations here. Because history shows us, I mean, it's tough to rewrite history, that the odds of either one of these guys becoming really, really good and your franchise quarterback are slim. Dak Prescott did. You know, that worked. I think Dak was, what, a fourth-round pick or a third by Dallas? Maybe Dylan Gabriel can do the same.
Here is my bigger point on this. And while Mason Graham and Carson Schwechinger could end up being all pro, and this would be probably the best draft that they've had forever, if both quarterbacks don't work out, fans, maybe not hardcore football fans, will look at this draft as a failure and a waste of two picks. Whether they're third or fifth rounders, it doesn't matter. If they end up having to draft a quarterback next year, I think fans will look at this thing and say, you know what? We wasted two picks. I don't care what round it was. And that's only because quarterback is 1,000 times sexier than taking a defensive tackle or taking a linebacker. And if Graham and...
Well, who were they supposed to take? Tell me that.
I think fans would have liked to have seen them take a quarterback. Even who? If they thought... it doesn't matter.
Jackson Dart?
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does if you don't evaluate him to be good. If you don't think the guy is worthy of the fifth pick, why would you take him? Because he plays a position that you think is, you know, I mean, you have to have one. But if you don't think he can do the job, why would you take him?
I don't think that's the way fans look at things.
Doesn't matter how fans look at it. They're going to root for wins.
Well, then we're going to sit here, fans and analysts are going to sit here and say, man, the Browns really screwed up that draft. They wasted two picks. They probably could have got a wide receiver with that third round pick or maybe even a fifth round pick if they knew what they were doing. That's the way they're going to go back. Are going to go back and look at this draft and say they wasted this. Remember when they drafted two quarterbacks and neither one of them worked out?
Oh, you mean those two guys? I thought you were talking about Mason Graham and Schwechinger.
No. I'm not talking. I don't know what it would take for fans to be like, Mason Graham, Carson Schwechinger. Oh, man, they are the two that to reach Joe Thomas status. You know what I'm saying?
You missed yesterday. You were out having fun. Tom reacted to my all-time Cleveland Browns fifth-round draft choice team. Dano.
That was a list, wasn't it?
Was it full of unknowns and never was guys, a couple of guys who were really good, and they were all drafted in the 50s and early 60s when the draft was like 12 rounds.
I think the best way I would describe it was a lot of people that the two of you went, oh, they were really nice. I like talking to them.
They were a good guy.
They were a really good guy. There's a lot of that.
Dan came in
after the segment, and I did it for this reason. Here's why you temper your expectations about Shador. This is how unlikely it is. And Dan came in afterwards and said, you've done a lot of list type things. And that was one of the worst.
I can't disagree with some. I can't sit here and look at and just Shador Sanders to me just isn't a fifth round pick. And I'll leave it at that. I don't look at him as your atypical fifth round pick, nor do I think anybody else does. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.